Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 163 for the week of April 12th, 2010. This week, Finishing.com would like to welcome Western Technologies, Inc. as a new supporting advertiser in the Capital Equipment Directory. Located in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Western Technologies specializes in hot-dip galvanizing equipment focusing on pulse-fired high-velocity furnaces and heat recovery systems. They offer turnkey plant installations as well as an extensive list of products and services. For more information on Western Technologies, please visit their WorldLink listing in the Capital Equipment Directory. In National Association for Surface Finishing News, on April 8, 2010, the Pentagon issued a proposed rule to formalize the department's April 2009 policy memorandum, which called for minimizing and restricting certain uses of hexavalent chromium under Department of Defense contracts unless certain exceptions apply. The NASF has been involved in policy discussions with the DoD on the memorandum and the rule and will submit comments prior to the June 7, 2010 deadline. The NASF will host key presentations and facilitate discussion on this topic at the upcoming NASF Washington Forum and the NASF SURFIN Department of Defense Vehicles Workshop. For more information on the proposed rule, please contact Christian Richter at 202-257-0250. In other NASF news, new AESF Aerospace course premiering at SURFIN 2010. Gain the knowledge you need to succeed in the airline aerospace finishing field. Led by surface finishing expert Frank Altmeyer, this new aerospace program offers a unique blend of the study of airline aerospace finishing. Topics covered include corrosion of metals, quality conformance testing, bath maintenance solution control, electroplating equipment, mechanical surface preparation, chemical surface, preparation of substrates for plating substrates, masking techniques, non-plating coating processes, and much more. Bright Design Challenge 2010 Loud Pipes and Chrome is underway. The students at the College for Creative Studies are putting their creative powers to work in designing a 2014 Harley-Davidson concept bike. The judging will take place on April 20th in Detroit. And for more information on the NASF Weekly Bulletin, please visit www.nasf.org. Here's the calendar of events through the end of April. On April 13th through the 15th, Metal Finishing News Shot Peening Workshop will take place in Dordrecht, Holland. On April 13th through the 16th, Third Paint Expo, leading European trade fair for industrial coating technology, will be held at the Karlsruhe Exhibition Center in Karlsruhe, Germany. On April 14th, the NASF will hold a webinar on the July 2010 compliance deadline for U.S. EPA's plating and polishing rule. On April 15th, there will be a joint MAMF-AESF dinner meeting at Maggiano's in Hackensack, New Jersey. Guest speaker will be Skip Griffin of Epic Industrial on understanding trivalent passivates. On April 16th, the AESF Foundation will hold a troubleshooting wastewater treatment webinar. On April 20th through the 22nd, Metal Finishing News Shot Peening Workshop will take place in Altena, Germany. On April 21st, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have a continuing education seminar and monthly dinner meeting at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. On April 22nd, the Metal Finishing Association of Northern California will also have a continuing education seminar and monthly dinner meeting at Spin a Yarn Restaurant in Fremont, California. On April 22nd through the 24th, the AESF Foundation Electroless Nickel Deposition Course will be held in Phoenix, Arizona. On April 23rd, the International Hard Anodizing Association's Directors Meeting will take place in Utrecht, Netherlands. On April 27th through the 29th, the NASF 2010 Washington Forum will be held at the L'Enfant Plaza Hotel in Washington, D.C. And on April 29th, Metal Finishing News Flap Peening Workshop, sponsored by 3M, will take place in Neuss, Germany. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.